Here's the finished product of what we'll be creating in this lesson. We populate this list component using MP3 files on our server and this XML configuration file. And we designed the way the list component looks in part 1. Now in part 3, we're going to make this thing actually play. When you click on things, it's going to be playing song 1 by default. When you click on things, it'll change the song and start playing that song. And that's what we'll take care of in part 3. But in part 2, we just take care of loading it up and getting it ready. And in this part of the lesson, we're going to take a good look at the external XML configuration file, which is right here. I'm going to show you very nice in one moment. We're going to bring that, parse that into Flash through code. It's very simple. I'm going to show you the code. You can use my code. I'm not going to sue you. Don't worry about it. If humankind, we know shared code and share ideas, we go nowhere, correct? Okay, here's how I'm set up. I have a folder here. The main folder is called AS3 MP3 XML Playlist Player. Inside of it, there's part 1 folder, which is the file that we created in part 1 of the series. And now I'm going to take, which is open right here in this window, I'm going to file save as part 2. In that here, we'll call this, make a new folder, call it part 2. And inside, let's call this one part 2. Save. Very nice. Now let's go to that folder. There's part 1, part 2. Here are the MP3 files. I'm going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a folder called MP3 underscore files. Well, that's how you want to have your setup. In a folder called MP3 files, or whatever you want to have the folder named as. And then part 2, we're just going to have, we'll have our application where we're building it. We're going to need those MP3s to be in there. So let's go ahead and do that. Drag them in there. Put your MP3s into your project folder. And also, we're going to create a new XML file. So you can start with the Notepad file. Just make sure it has a .xml extension. Or just open Dreamweaver like I did and create an XML file from Dreamweaver. And then inside of that folder, you're going to put that XML file. Whether it's blank or not at this point doesn't matter. Just put it in there. Did I put that in part 1? No. Okay, part 2 has everything we need in it now. The source file for the Flash MP3 player, the MP3 playlist, which is the XML file that controls the player, and then all the MP3s that we want to play sitting in that folder. Okie dokie. Now, let's take a good look here at the XML file. Let's open it in Notepad and in Dreamweaver. So maybe somebody that downloads the application from you doesn't have Dreamweaver. They might open it in Notepad here like this. And you can have an instruction file, a README text file, in the folder that shows them and explains to them how to configure this thing. It's very simple. All they have to do is, in between each song tag, put the song title and the song artist in between those tags. So each node has a name, song title, and song artist, and then those are wrapped in the song tag, and then that's all wrapped in XML. So what XML does is it takes each one of these songs. You don't even have to have a number. It says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll do that back in Flash. So you can have your whoever's configuring the file, or if you're configuring the file, just put as many of these as you want. You can see I have all 8 that I need, and you can have 300 in here if you want, or have PHP render out a magic XML file, which I do that a lot. Some other programmers use that method a lot, where they'll render out a dynamic PHP XML file that feeds the Flash player, and that opens the door of possibilities to what you can do a whole lot. Because PHP could do things like read a whole folder, say full of MP3s, dynamically. You don't have to assign anything in the XML file. It'll do it all automatically. And I might go into tutorials like that later on down the line, but that's a little more advanced. But this is a really good start. So they would manipulate what's inside of the song tags, and each one of these gets sent into Flash as its own little entity. And through the XML rendering loop inside of Flash, we can access each one's song title and song artist and give it a number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pretty cool. And in Dreamweaver here, if they open in Dreamweaver, they have a lot more of a code coloring, syntax coloring view, which makes editing everything a lot easier. Now look at the file names, the song title. My space fat space laces. So what that is the MP3 files names, you see? My fat laces. It has to be, the person configuring the file has to know that it has to have the same name as the file that's sitting in the folder within these XML nodes. See, Taste of Blood, Summer, Homie Don't Play That, that's all names that are already inside the folder exactly as they are written in the XML. And then they can just type in whatever artist it is down there. And that's pretty much the gist of it. You want five more? You just take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, copy, put them down here at the bottom, put new ones in. It's very easy. And the Flash file will do everything automatically. You don't have to configure anything in the Flash file. The XML drives the whole thing. So here we are, we're looking at the main scene, scene 1, inside of our timeline here, inside of our file, and there's my whole player clip. Let's double click inside of it, and here's where we're building our whole player. So all we have so far is the list component sitting there, this funky little loop that's adding the items to it, just for example's sake. So now we're going to remove that loop, so we just have our formatting, and then the list set renderer style right there, and let's go ahead and put in some dash marks here to separate what we're doing here. So I'm going to put in some variables here. We're going to initialize a few variables. So what I did was I just popped in lines 10 through 50. So I popped in 40 lines. So you don't have to really take the time to sit here and watch me code. I'm just going to explain it. And this is just the populating the playlist. This is not really going to be the full application. This is just going to get the playlist populated and ready to go to where the application can function with the real songs playing in it. What we do is initialize some variables. One is track to play, and that's a string. Next one is pause position, and that's a number set to 0 by default. Next one is a song URL, and that's a URL request object. And then we have another number, which is index I for the loop in the XML here, because we're going to do it a similar way that we're going to use a for loop, but we're going to use an XML driven for loop. Use that external XML file to drive this for loop. So the next thing we do after we initialize a few variables, these are mainly going to be for the song playing. Actually, these three are going to be for the player when we program it. This one is really going to be for loading this XML and getting the song numbered. Songs numbered 1 through 8. Or 1 through however many you have. For the next bunch of code here, we have lines 18 through 22. And these lines, I'm not going to explain everything about XML because I have XML basic tutorials where I really go in depth at develop.php. You can get at those. But basically, these five lines here, they initialize the XML, place the XML file name, initialize the URL request, and put the URL request into a new URL loader, and add the event listener on my loader, listening for when the XML loading is complete. So when that XML file loaded is complete, we're listening for that here, see? And when it is complete, we run this function, which is sitting right here, called function XML loaded. And everything inside of that function is what executes when that file is fully read and ready to be parsed. Okay, so right here in our view panel, we can see everything that happens inside of that XML loaded function. First thing we do is place the XML data into the XML object. Very simple. Next thing we do is access song 1 in the XML file to start the player with. We have to have a default song we want to start with. You want to start with song 2, you just make this, turn that from a 0 to a 1, and it'll grab song 2. All array indexes have a default counter, starting counter of 0. So that's why it says 0 there to grab song 1. If you wanted to grab song 3, you put a 2. Song 4, you put a 3. And we claim a couple of variables from the XML file first song here. you can see how we access those nodes of the first song, and we put those into variable names here in their string type variables. We can use that right here where we're looking for the URL request of the first song to play. So the first song to play, the player knows the song URL. The first one is going to be MP3 file folder first song, whatever it's named. This is going to be sent in dynamically here, .mp3, and that's how it goes. And then status text field we have to put on stage. So let's grab that name of that, Control C, and let's put a status text field. Let's just put it right there. Let's make it look the way we want. Make it maybe black. And make it dynamic. And put that instance name right there. Status underscore TXT, single line. Not bold. And then you can size it to be any size that you need. Let's just get it nice and big on there for now. Okay, now we have that. So our script won't throw an error, because if you didn't put that on stage, you tried to run this script, ActionScript would tell you, hey, I can't find that object you're trying to load information into. So what we're loading into that text field is the number 1, because we know for sure that's going to be song 1 that we're going to start playing, and the first song name and the artist. And that's how it works. And here we run the for each loop to iterate through all of the song items listed in the external XML file, which you can see list.addItem, boom, that's where we're adding them all in. They all get pushed into the list right here inside of this for each loop right there. Okay, so let's explain what happens really quickly inside of this XML loop, this for each loop. And you can see what we do is we make a variable of song. The name of the variable is song, and it's an XML from inside of our MyXML object here. And we access the song node, the parent nodes of each song. So with doing that, you can see I did the same thing here. I accessed the parent node, dot song title, and dot song artist to get the child nodes information. So right here in the for each loop, it's going to run through each of the parent nodes in the XML file, and inside you can access the children, see? Song dot song title to string. We make a string variable out of each object in the XML file. We can create a string variable for a song title and song artist from that. And that's what we're doing there. Oh, I didn't explain the I++. I++ is going to be iterating each time this loop runs. I++ makes this I variable that we created here increment each time. So it's going to have, and I'll explain what we're using it for right here in the list add items in a second. But that increments each time, so it starts at 1 and it goes all the way up to however many items you have in your loop. That way you don't have to number anything in the XML file. Okay, so the last line inside of the loop is where we put all of the items into the actual list component on stage. And we can set little parameters for the label, what we want the cell to say in the list. So this one's going to say, the label is going to say I, which is the song number, dot, so it'll be 1, dot, 2, dot, 3, dot, song title, and then song artist. And then we have a hyphen there in between song title and song artist. Now the song string, this is not going to display in the cell, but it's something, a piece of, these are two, song string and artist and song number here. Those three pieces of information I added extra to the add item function, and those will be sent and carried by each cell within the list. Each cell within the list, when clicked, will have different information about these things kind of hidden within it when clicked, and you can access that information as a programmer. But all that'll show in the cell is this label. Everything right here is going to show in the cell. After that, all this other information is going to be kind of hidden, but we can use as programmers. And the last little bit of code happening here is outside of the for each loop, but still within the XML loaded function here, is we create a new variable, myArray, and that array has values of 0 and 0. There's two items in the array. The first one has a value of 0, and the second one has a value of 0. I claim that array to select the indices of the list component, and we add myArray to it. And what this does, let me put in a comment here. This highlights, since song 1 is going to be playing by default in our player, we have to highlight song 1 by default. We don't want to just sit in there dark like the rest of them. People wouldn't have a good indication of what was playing at that moment in the list. So you want to highlight song 1 by default. Other ones will get highlighted when the person clicks on them. But you have to make sure you want to get the first one highlighted by default. So these two lines of code do that. Now right here I'm going to comment this out, because we're not going to be at that point yet. Now that completes all the code we're going to be looking at in part 2 here. Now all we have to do is make sure our XML has the correct name, mp3_playlist.xml. Let's make sure that's right. mp3_playlist, yes. We can run this thing in a second here and test it out. And then what else is in there? mp3 files is the folder name. So everything is correct. So it should run when we press Control Enter and populate that list, but it's not going to play the songs just yet. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? So what happened is it highlighted song 1. You see song 1 is highlighted right now. If I click on song 3, that one's highlighted. But what we did was highlight song 1 by default. All the songs are in a list, and they're all numbered. It's beautiful. When you click each one, we're going to make it change what's in the status field, and that's going to be set up on top of the player just to indicate to people exactly what's playing. You really don't even need that. We'll just use that for testing, maybe. They'll know what's playing by what's highlighted here. Maybe we'll make the highlight blue. Who knows? But this is the finished product of what you'll have after applying this code to what we started in part 1. And that is really the beginning of driving the whole application, is getting that list populated with the actual MP3s that are on server in a folder. And it's all XML driven. And what we'll do in part 3, which I'm going to probably do in a little while here, is get these to play when clicked. Well, actually, we're going to have song 1 start up by default. I think part 3 might finish the application. Maybe we'll have 4 parts. Part 3, we'll get this thing playing and clicking and changing and everything. Then in part 4, we'll create better logic for the application.